that a little embarrassing when people clap and they have to do these things.
Okay.
من خیلی خوشم اجازه دادن و حرف زدن ممنون هستم در این زمینه.
Can you
clap
before us, because you won't
want to
clap afterwards.
شاید اگر الان در بزنید بعد من صحبت کنم شاید اصلا دیگه دست هم نزنید.
I want to wish you a very happy new year. میخوام
که سال خیلی خوبی رو بزنید کنم.
I'm always impressed by the beautiful
life
things
over there. من هم شب هفته نمیم تدیم که دوزد میشم و
Today we have two teachings.
So you
have a short one from him.
Yeah, Kushi Kuta has Ruan.
And a short one from Kabi. So we listen to who this is at the end.
But Kushi has been in the last one.
No, not really. Let's pray. Gracious God, we pray that you would open our hearts to your Holy Spirit.
خداوند مهربان دعا میکنم که قلب ما رو به روح القدس تو باز
کنی.
دعا میکنم که تو رو بشنویم و تو با ما صحبت
کنی.
به ما حکمت بده که بیشتر در مورد تو یاد
بگیریم
و در مورد خودمون.
Help us to put into practice what you teach us today.
به ما اجازه بده که عمل کنیم اون چیزی که امروز به ما یاد بگیریم.
And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
You know that our name is Messiah, Messiah, Nejat, the Hand of Allah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, today we're having a break from the stories of Genesis.
And Lucia,
stories.
Yeah. As Pedro, we are going to be looking at Logan after that.
So we've been since the beginning of the year, we've been looking at the first chapters of Genesis. But now, as Easter comes closer, we're going to look at what the Bible teaches us about Easter. So for the next few weeks, we'll be thinking about Jesus being betrayed.
پس بعد از چند هفته آینده ما به این فکر میکنیم که مسیح به قیامت میشه.
We'll be thinking about the day he comes into Jerusalem on the donkey and the people waving palm branches.
روزی که میاد به جروسلم که با اورشلیم و اورشلیم بعد با خر وارد میشه و بعد مردم سجده میکنن.
And of course we'll be thinking about Jesus' death and his resurrection.
و همینجوری در مورد مرگ مسیح و قیامتش.
And then we'll look at what happens after that. Well, today we're going to look at Jesus' betrayal. So we're
going
to look at Luke chapter 22. Verses 1 to 6. Is someone able to read this for us?
عید پسر نزدیک میشد، عیدی که در آن فقط نان فطیر میخوردند. در طی روزهای عید کاهنان اعظم و سایر علمای دین در پی فرصت بودند تا عیسی را بی سر و صدا ببینند و به تخت برسند، اما از شورش مردم وحشت داشتند. در همین زمان شیطان وارد وجود یهودا از حیوتی یکی از دوازده شاگرد عیسی شد. پس او نزد کاهنان اعظم و فرماندهان محافظین خانه خدا رفت تا با ایشان گفتگو کنند که چگونه عیسی را به دستشان تسلیم نمایند. ایشان نیز از این امر بسیار شاد شدند و قول دادند که پاداش خوبی به او بدهند بنابراین یهودا به دنبال فرصتی میگشت تا به دور از چشم مردم عیسی را با آنها تسلیم کند.
Today, when we see or read or hear the name of Judas, we immediately link Judas's name with the betrayal of Jesus. There's actually an idiom or saying in English. That somebody who betrays somebody else is called a Judas. This is where that description of a person comes from. So if I betray somebody, they say, well, it is a Judas. And that's where the saying comes from, these verses that we read at the start of the
book.
But it hasn't always actually been like that. The name Judas actually means the praise of God.
That's where you have not a verse. Yeah, God has
It actually used to be a very popular name for Jewish boys. Until it became associated with the betrayal of Jesus. So there are not many Jewish boys at all now called Jews. If you want to read the Bible reading with me, we're going to just look at some of the verses in the So there's some Bibles in the seats in front of you, I
know that. So
it's Luke chapter 22, verses 1 to 6. And at the start of these verses, we read these interesting words. We read that the religious leaders are wanting to find a way to kill Jesus. And the reason they wanted to kill Jesus is that many, many people were listening to what Jesus taught. And the religious leaders are scared. Because if too many people follow Jesus, If people stop listening to them, they have no power and status and prestige. Seems like a pretty good reason to me to kill somebody.
Not really.
The Jewish leaders thought so. So the religious leaders decide to kill Jesus. But they're actually powerless to do it. They have this great plan in their heads. But they can't do it because Jesus is so popular. It's really interesting that these leaders aren't afraid of doing the wrong thing against God. Because the Bible teaches it's wrong to murder. But they're very scared of upsetting the people. They're more afraid of the people than they are of God. It actually shows how wrong their lives are. They listen to people more than they listen to God. They're more frightened of people than they are of God.
از مردم بیشتر ترس ترن از مردم تا اصول.
It's God who has the power of life and death, not people.
این خدایی که قدرت زندگی و مرگ رو داره، نه مردم.
But because of the way they felt, they wanted to kill Jesus.
ولی خاطر جوری که حس یعنی حس مواجه بود دوست داشتن که مسیح رو بکشن.
But they can't do anything. There's no way. They're just too. No one will help.
ولی کسی کمکش کنه یه شغل داد نداره.
And then we get to this story.
And
verse 3 says, Satan enters Judas Iscariot.
میگه که رئیس میگه که روح شیطان به یعقوب وارد میشه.
One of the 12 disciples.
یکی از دوازده یاران.
It's really important to understand what Luke wants here.
خیلی مهمه که بفهمیم که اینجا لوقا داره چی رو میگه.
Luke doesn't say that Judas is possessed by a demon.
لوقا اصلا نمیگه که یعقوب دیوزده شده.
What Luke says is that Judas is influenced by the evil one.
چیزی که لوقا میگه اینه که در اصل یه جوری تاثیرگذار بوده روش روح شریر.
Judas finds place in his heart for the evil one.
یعنی که در اصل در قلبش یک جایی واسه شیطان پیدا میکنه.
He's not possessed by the demon.
روحی بهش نیومده.
But the Satan comes into Judas'
ولی شیطان به قلب یهودا میاد.
It's like Satan knocks on the door.
مثل اینکه شیطان در میزنه.
And Judas can have a look through the peephole.
میتونه از چشم بیا کنه یهودا.
And see who it is and keep the door shut.
ببینی کیه ولی در رو بستن یهودا.
Or he can look through the peephole.
یا اینکه میتونه از چشم بیا کنه.
Say, oh goody, it's Satan, I'll open the door.
یکی که خوب شیطان میاد.
And not only does he open the door, but he invites him in, sits him down in the most comfortable chair, gets some tea and some biscuits and some cake, makes him some nice polo and some beautiful food. Says, make yourself at home, you're very welcome here. What a terrible decision. It's really important to understand
خیلی مهمی که بفهمیم
that Satan couldn't have come into Judas's heart
شیطان نمیتونست بیاد قلب یهودا
if Judas hadn't opened the door
اگر در باز نمیکرد واسش
but once he opened the door
ولی وقتی در باز کرد
Satan was welcome to come in
شیطان میتونست بیاد داخل
Judas could have chosen not to listen to Satan
یهودا میتونست انتخاب کنه که به شیطان گوش نده.
So Judas has heard the words of Jesus.
یهودا کلام خدا رو شنیده بود.
Judas has heard the Sermon on the Mount.
موعظه یهودا رو شنیده بود.
He's seen Jesus heal people.
دیده بود که مسیح مردم شفا میده.
He's seen Jesus walk on the water.
دیده که مسیح روی آب رو رفت.
Seen Jesus rescue people when he started drowning.
دید پتروس نجات داد تعمیر داشت گرم شد.
He's seen Jesus clean out the temple.
دیدی که مسیح کل معبد و مردم کرد ازش بیرون
But he hasn't given his heart to Jesus.
ولی هنوز قلبش رو به مسیح نداد.
He's given his heart to Satan.
قلبش رو به شیطان داد.
That's why we ask to when people get baptized. That's why we ask people two questions.
واسه همین وقتی که یه شخص تعمید میشه ما این دو تا سوال ازش می‌پرسیم.
The two questions we always ask when people are baptized.
و این دو تا سوال زمانی که از کسی یه شخص میخواد تعمید بگیره اینه.
One is do you reject Satan and all his works?
اولش اینه که تو شیطان و تمام کارش رو رد می‌کنی.
And the other question is do you turn to Christ?
و دومین سوال اینه که آیا تو به مسیح برمیگردی؟
Because that's what baptism symbolizes.
به خاطر اینکه این چیزی که تعمید نشون میده.
I'm closing my heart to Satan.
من قلبمو به روی شیطان میبندم.
And I'm opening my heart to Jesus.
و قلبمو به روی مسیح باز میکنم.
So the story of Judas shows us how close a person can come to being in the kingdom and still be lost.
پس این به ما نشون میده داستان یهودا که یک شخص چقدر میتونه به پادشاهی خدا نزدیک باشه ولی یهو از دستش بده.
Coming to church or serving the church doesn't make you a Christian.
اومدن کلیسا و کارهای کلیسا را انجام دادن شما را یک مسیحی می‌کنه.
As my friend in the Alpha course says, just because I stand in a garage doesn't make me a car. My friend in the Alpha course.
دوستی که توی آخر کورس داره دوست میده که اگر من
در سرابوزن سرابوزن فهم
اگر من توی گاراژ وای میسم این دلیل بر این نیست که من یک ماشینم.
It's only giving my heart to Jesus that makes me a believer.
فقط قلب دادن به مسیح که شما رو یک ایمان دار کنه.
This year, many, many Christians around the world are going to celebrate this.
And so, million of them to the world, Easter will come just for
you. And most of us know what the story of Easter is.
But we shall as one of them get us on Easter ship.
Jesus was betrayed by Jews, the religious leaders.
Masih as a leader, I'm not sure that the Salvador Dolan has permission.
This is what we read about today.
چیزی که ما امروز خوندیم.
Jesus gets arrested.
مسیح دستگیر میشه.
The disciples all run away.
یارانش فرار میکنن.
Peter denies Jesus.
پتروس انکار میکنه دونستن مسیح.
Jesus is crucified.
مسیح به صلیب کشیده میشه.
He dies on the cross.
و میمیره روی صلیب.
He's buried in the tomb.
میره توی تونل که بازش بود.
And then 3 days later, he's alive again. God raises him from the dead.
But so was that Zen image.
But the Easter story isn't just Jesus' story.
But Easter is
it's our story as well.
Dasan
Amas. You see, we're part of this story.
But I don't know when you want Joseph and Dasan.
Judas isn't the only person who betrays Jesus.
یعنی فقط تنها کسی نیست که به مسیح خیانت
میکنه.
به خاطر اینکه ما همین رو انجام دادیم.
Petrus is the only follower of Jesus who denies him.
پتروس تنها کسی نیست که تنها یار مسیح نبود که اونو انکار کرد.
Because we've all done that.
به خاطر اینکه ما همین رو انجام دادیم.
Jesus isn't the only one who gets arrested and put on trial for obeying God. Jesus is the only one who gets arrested. Jesus is the only one who gets arrested.
مسیح تنها کسی نیست که برای دستگیری شد.
And he's not the only one who goes on trial for obeying God.
و تنها کسی نیست که برای بخاطر اینکه به خدا ایمان داشت رفت زندان.
Many, many people. This has happened to many, many people since Jesus died and rose to new life.
واسه خیلی از کسی دیگه هم اتفاق افتاد زمانی که مسیح به زندان رفت و به صلیب کشیده شد.
So Jesus' death and resurrection just don't prove that there's life after death.
اینکه مسیح میره و دوباره زنده میشه خودش یک سندی که زندگی بعد از مرگ است.
It proves that you and me can have life after death.
این حکم به ما میده که ما بدونیم وقتی که بمیریم یک زندگی بعد از مرگ واسه ما هست.
Jesus says if we trust him.
مسیح میگه که ما اگر به اون اعتماد کنیم.
Death is at the end.
مرگ فقط آخرش است.
It's the start of something new.
آغاز یک چیز جدید.
One day, your heart and my heart are going to stop.
یک روزی قلب من و قلب شما از کار میاد.
That will be the end of your body and my body.
و این اتمام بدن من و بدن شما میشه.
But it won't be the end of us.
ولی آخرت ما نیست.
Jesus made this promise in John chapter 11.
مسیح این قول به ما در یوحنا 11 داد.
I am the resurrection and the life.
من
the one who believes Jesus is the one who believes in me.
کسی که به من ایمان داره.
Even if they die,
حتی اگر بمیرم,
whoever lives believing in me,
هر کسی که زندگی کنه و به من ایمان داشته باشه,
will never die.
هیچ وقت نمیمیره.
Death is not the end.
مرگ آخر نیست.
Christians never get frightened of death.
مسیحی‌ها هیچ وقت از مرگ نمیترسن.
It's like we're stopping at a station and the train starts here.
انگار که ما میریم به از آن آخر نرسه و بعد دوباره یک مسیح دیگه شروع میشه برم.
Death is not the end, it's the beginning of something new.
مرگ آخرت شروع یک چیز جدید.
Judas has heard these words that Jesus spoke.
یهودا این کلماتی که مسیح گفته بود شنیده بود.
Judas has seen the miracles of Jesus.
یهودا کل کارهایی که مسیح کرده بود شفاهایی که داده بود دیده بود.
But he didn't give his heart to Jesus.
ولی قلبش رو به مسیح نداد.
So when Satan comes knocking on the door,
پس وقتی که شیطان میاد در رو بشتر میزن
that's why Satan is able to enter in.
بخاطر همینی که شیطان میتونه بیاد
and then Judas betrays Jesus.
و یهودا خیانت.
It's only 2-3 weeks to this.
فقط 2 هفته دیگه مونده تا ایستر.
But I want to encourage you not to be like Judas.
ولی از شما میخوام که بهتون یه جورایی روحیه بدم که مثل یهودا نباشه.
I want to encourage you to listen to the words of Jesus.
اصلا میخوام که به کلمات مسیح و کلام مسیح گوش بدید.
And to remember the miracles that you've experienced in your life.
و به اون معجزه‌ای که توی زندگی شما اتفاق افتاده یادآوری بشه واسه‌تون.
And that you've seen in the lives of other people.
و زندگی بقیه رو دیدین.
And let them live in your heart.
و بذارین اونا توی زندگی‌تون زندگی کنن.
Because then Satan might be able to intervene.
به خاطر اینکه اون وقت که این شما این چیزا رو فکر کنید و یادتون میاد دیگه شیطان نمیتونه وارد قلبتون بشه.
Let's pray.
دعا.
Lord Jesus.
خداوند مسیح.
You call us to follow you.
تو به ما میگی که ما تو رو دنبال کنیم.
To turn away from our selfish focus on ourselves.
که از اینکه به خودمون هی تمرکز کنیم و از این چیزا برگردیم.
And to take up our cross and follow you.
بسایدمون بردارم از این
راه. Even if the path is difficult to find.
حتی اگر راه سختی پیدا بشه.
Or it heads in a direction we wouldn't have chosen for ourselves.
یا اینکه به هدفی بریم که ما اساسش ما انتخابش نمی‌کردیم.
Forgive us when we get scared to follow you.
ما رو وقت واسه اینکه میترسیم که تو رو دنبال کنیم از یه
Help us to see things with the eyes of faith.
اجازه به ما بده که ما ببینیم با چشم ایمان.
Rather than from a human point of view.
به جای اینکه به چشم انسان نگاه کنیم.
Teach us to follow you without fear.
به ما درس بده که بدون تو رو بدون ترس دنبال کنیم.
Knowing that you are always with us.
بدون اینکه تو همیشه با ما هستی.
Leading the way.
راه رو به ما نشون بده.